It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it.
Hey.
Dealing with heartbreak.
That I may affiliate with.
Heartbreak.
They could never
I've been dealing with heartbreak.
Because they not my family.
You know
what I'm saying?
I swear to God.
You know.
Look in the mirror. What do you see? I see someone dealing with heartbreak. When I love a... My heart ache. I know how Cubans in quartet, but that do not help with the heart pain. My little brother died in the car check. Spent on my older brother from inside the wheel. He got the car spray. Guess he got through in a crossway. Thankful that we ever crossway. Wonder through heaven got hallway. Praying how much I say hallway. So we don't keep moving, that's all day. Bringing it back on the causeway. When they all fake. It's up on my end and they all hate. You can't get mad at a who get me if he not carrying Yahweh. I had to make a decision. On a mission to get it while y'all wet. I get the COVID delivered. Met you turn off the boat in a tall crate. Maybe I'm having an off day. Maybe I had a heart in my heart chain. Look in the mirror.
Hey,
I feel great, man. Look in the mirror.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. I've been letting you guys know we have a special guest going to join us today. This guy's a great guy, someone I've grown to have a close relationship with, a brother to me. We're going to properly introduce this man, starting with his high school career. He's Wilson Central's all-time leading scorer. He's the only player from his high school to be a Division I player. Moving to his college career, he went to UT Martin, where he left his mark. He is tied for the UTM record for consecutive free throws made. From UTM, he went to UT Chat, where big things happened for this young man. He became a Southern Conference regular season champion, a Southern Conference conference champion. And he also went to the Big Dance, March Madness, and got to have that experience. After UTC, he went on overseas to have a big career in Australia. Won a championship over in Australia. Hit his career high, 46 points over there. Was the MVP, won a championship. Went to Asia, worked on his craft, averaged 20 points a game. Was part of the 50-40-90 club, man. We're going to put some respect on this man name. D.O., man, what's going on, baby?
My boy, what's the word, baby? What's
man,
going on?
Man, it's all good, man. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you joining me, man.
I appreciate you for having me, man.
Hey, man, a lot of people ain't going to let you know, man, but you've had a lot of success with this basketball career, man. I want you to know that. Looking back on your career, and you still got a lot of career left ahead of you, I want you to know that.
I hope so. I hope you're right, brother.
Most definitely, right. Brother. But just look, let's take a chance to look back on your career. What would you say is your biggest basketball achievement so far, bro?
Achievement. That's a tough question.
Tough one, bro.
It's tough. It's tough because I think that, you know, each achievement that has came along the journey at that time I felt was my biggest, if that makes sense.
Most definitely.
You know, so I mean, from breaking the 1,000 point at a, you know, when that happened, I thought that was my biggest achievement. To getting a scholarship, then that became my biggest achievement. You know right. What I mean? So to say one outweighs the other, that's a little tough to say. But if I had to pick one, I think I would say, I'm gonna say the point club in high school. I think to me that meant something.
Yeah.
And it meant something simply because of, I guess, just the entire process of my high school career. You know, just from, we talking about a young 15-year-old who, I'm talking borderline fat. You know what I mean? I'm talking borderline ain't need to be on nobody's ball court to just kind of sticking his nose down and grinding and persevering. So if I had to say anything, I would say the point record at my high school.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great achievement, because when you look back on your high school career, like you said, it was a point you weren't that talked about guy.
Right.
You probably were into other things.
Right.
So for you to really have that mark and be that all-time leading scorer, it just shows the grind you put into it. And I want to continue up with that question, man. What does the game of basketball really mean to you, man? What has it done for you? What opportunity has it given you, man?
I mean – at a point in time, you know, I just like the young kids today, basketball was life to me.
Right.
You know, it was everything I thought about, obviously, everything that I did. I felt like I couldn't really, if I wasn't doing basketball, I didn't know what I would do. That goes as far as even going to college. As I've gotten a little older, gained a little more knowledge, I understand that it's only it's a platform. You know what I mean? It's good to use it while you can, but it's not everything.
Right.
But I mean, it's definitely took me around the world, showed me different things, gave me the opportunity to indulge in different cultures, meet various types of people from all over places, build multiple different types of relationships. So I mean, it's definitely been a blessing. It's put out just as much time as I put into it. I can definitely say that. I think it's a fair trade-off.
Most definitely, brother. Now, like you said, it's giving you the opportunity to travel different places. I want to speak on Australia, man. You went over there and you lit it up over there, man.
Loved it. Career high. Loved Australia.
Points. What was that championship journey like for you? I remember watching that championship game, and it started off kind of rocky for you. And then it's like that second half, man, something just clicked and you just another person came out of you, man.
Man, you know what's funny, man? I'm going to tell you about that championship game.
Right.
It took me back to a very similar time. So just a small little background story. My senior year in high school, we lost our big man. We lost our center, who was our second best player on the team. We lost him to he had caught a charge, whatever. You know, we lost him, so we had to do the playoffs and the whole sub-state regions, you know, all that without him. So it was a load for me to carry, but we ended up making it happen. We get to the state tournament, we lose first round. So, you know, everybody's, you know, you can say it was his fault, whatever, whatever. Obviously, you know, but at the end of the day, we should have won the game. So fast forward to Australia, same scenario happens. My big man gets in trouble, semifinals, gets suspended. Doesn't get to play in the grand final.
Wow.
So I'm back to being on a big moment, big stage, losing our second best player, the world on my shoulders again. Same feeling I had in high school. And I remembered, right. You know, I thought about the not necessarily the disappointment, but I thought about how I felt when I didn't accomplish that in high school. And it kind of put me in another gear, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
you weren't gonna let that happen.
I kid you not. It took me back to that same moment at MTSU when I was a 17-year-old senior, and I thought about that, man. I it was now or never. You know what I mean? I just had to go out swinging, and luckily the ball was on my side.
And you weren't gonna let that happen again. You hear me?
Say that again.
I said you weren't gonna let that happen again.
Right? I was trying to prevent that from happening. If it did happen. I told myself it's going to happen by me. I'm going to either shoot us to victory or I'm going to shoot us out this game.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the two.
And that game, man, that game was amazing to watch, brother. It was just like.
It was fun, man.
Because you had us on the edge. You know, I remember watching on Facebook and everybody like, we want D to get rolling. And then once you get rolling, man, you lit up the comments, boy.
They turned up.
Them comments.
I know my people was in there going crazy.
Man. I feel like I had a ring on the way.
And as you know, and the thing about me is when my emotions get to flaring and I get to screaming and hooting and hollering and that energy get to flowing, I'm a dangerous man.
Oh, yeah. And that energy contagious, brother.
It is.
Very contagious.
I want to get wild on both ends of the floor.
See, I had retired at that point, man, but I said, oh, hold on, man. I need to lace them up again.
You went to the car and found your kicks.
Well, the song 13 was good, out. Man.
Australia was good.
Yeah. Now, you did go to Asia as well.
Correct.
How was that culture over there, bro? Was that a different experience from your Australian experience?
Asia was different. Asia, the first... I'd say the first 3 weeks to a month, I was ready to come home every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was different. I didn't understand. You know, I was lost. You know what I mean? Like, and obviously, like, with the team, some things weren't, like, with management, things of that nature, things weren't ran all the way professional like they should have been. So that made my time even harder to adjust. But as far as the city, the way they treat you there, it's love. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful area. It's a safe area. It's just different. It's an Islamic culture. like that whole region is like Islamic, you know, heavy Muslims, Arabic people. Yeah. So they speak a whole different language.
Not a lot of brothers over there.
It's a lot of Africans from like Senegal and things of that nature. But you know, they're good people as well. They show love. But it's just, you know, they just orchestrate on a different time. Like there's no sense of urgency.
Yeah.
You know, it's just from driving to how they conduct business, man. It's just it's a completely different world.
Especially coming from America, where we got a fast food society.
Exactly.
And you know, you got things now.
It's so wild and chaotic here, and it's like it's the polar opposite there. You know what I mean? Like you can't. It's a dictatorship government, so it's certain things you just cannot do or say, like period, or you will be punished for it.
Was that hard for you to adjust to, or you kinda...
when I'm overseas, a lot of people don't know this. When I'm overseas, I'm a homebody, man. You know, yeah. I don't do much. I go to work. You know, I go to the grocery store, get my weekly groceries, and that PlayStation is my best friend.
Oh yeah,
mostly. You know, when I'm overseas, man, I live cheap.
Yeah.
As long as I got my Wi-Fi and, you know, the amenities that I need, man, I go out here and there, you know, kick it, see the city, you know, hang with people, whatever, just socialize, meet people. But, yeah, in order for things to be – I'm not out enough, I guess I should say, for things just to be tough on me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a homebody when I'm away.
Is that different from how you were in your collegiate career?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Collegiate, you know, obviously young, still young, but even younger. You know, that's your first time really just being on your own, away from home, no type of supervision. And then, you know, you're on a campus, so you're around a lot of activities at all times. People, different things going on. Going to a small school first, I think, really helped me and kept me tame. You know, whereas had I went to a large university as an 18-year-old, I don't know what I would have done. But you know, and then transferring to Chad, obviously it was a little bit bigger school, a little more activities, a little faster pace. But yeah, even in school, I played the game a lot. Like after practice, we'd be in the dorms, but we would be partying in the dorms. That makes sense, you know,
hanging out in there,
yeah, kicking it, doing whatever.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So yes, it is. It's a lot different, man.
Yeah, most definitely. Now you did transfer from UT Martin to UT Chattanooga. Was that decision to make that change, was it pretty difficult for you, bro?
Oh, very difficult. I mean, I went back and forth probably 10 times, man. I mean, from I'm going to do it to I'm just going to stick it out here. It was hard. I'm talking about like losing sleep type hard.
Yeah. Was that because you had so much love for UTM or?
So much love. It was like a part of me was connected to it. Right. UTM was, I mean, that's all I knew. You know, that was my first, my really true only experience. UT Martin gave me a chance. You know what I mean? Right. And for that, I'll forever be grateful. Oh, forever.
Most definitely, man.
Regardless of the fact that we lost 2,000 games.
You know, we ain't gonna talk about that, though.
I'll forever be grateful.
Hey,
for
shout out to Mopo. Not today.
Not today, tomorrow. Not today. Yeah, I could use some of them eggs right now. But
most definitely.
Yeah, man, that was a hard decision. I encountered a lot of people who are dear to me. I definitely ran that by them, asked their opinions, their inputs, just here and there.
Yeah.
It was tough, man. But I think it's safe to say now that, you know, I think I made the right decision.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue against that, brother.
Correct. You know, that's something that you battle with, you know, to any of the younger kids who are, you know, tuned into this podcast and maybe considering switching the routine, doing something different, stepping out on a limb, you know, you just gotta go with it, you know. And I told myself, if I'm gonna make this move, I'm gonna refuse to make myself look stupid. So what I meant by that was I'm gonna bust my butt, whatever the circumstances are. You know what I mean? If it doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out.
You bet on yourself.
Right, but it's not gonna be because I went somewhere and my work ethic changed. You know what I mean? So, and you know, when I left Martin, man, like a lot of people don't know this either. I left a full scholarship to go pay for a semester.
Man.
So when I left, I got out of school being free and went to – so I went from – you know, I left in the middle of the season. I went from playing in the middle of a collegiate season, directly to work in the Enterprise.
Man.
While the season was still going on, I couldn't go to practice on Tuesdays and Thursdays because I had to work.
Man, I know that killed you.
Killed me, man. And, you know, I'm new and I'm a transfer, so I'm still trying to prove my, you know, prove what I can do. And it's hard for me to do that because I can only practice on Mondays. And on Wednesdays, they was having walkthrough because they had to leave, you know, for conference games on Thursdays.
Right.
So I would only get to practice on Monday.
Yeah. Were you able to be on scout team or anything like that?
Yeah, I was on scout team on Mondays. And then
giving them hell.
Yep, and I was on it was tough for me at first when I got there just because it was a different style of play.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
But, yeah, I was paying for school, man. I was living in a one-bedroom apartment with a buddy of mine. It was me and him, one bedroom, and I was on the air mattress in the living room, man.
Oh, okay, fam. I was going to ask you that, but that's what's up, bro.
No, wasn't no spooning going on. I was on the air mattress in the living room, man, getting out the mud. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the whole time, like, when I was going through that process, it was hard not to tell myself I made the wrong decision.
You think about it probably every day.
It was hard, man. I go from playing in a collegiate season, my third year, to cleaning out rental cars.
Oh, man.
Middle of the season, you know what I mean? So, I'm going through it at this moment.
Yeah.
Would you say that
whole experience matured you?
Absolutely. It definitely made my grind a little bit different.
Yeah.
My approach to the game became a little more serious because it was almost stripped away from me.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, so, and then they took the, I thought I was going to get that year and a half back. They took it from me. They took the whole year, swiped it clean. So I only got 3 years of college ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was tough to deal with that, but the way we went out, it made it a lot better.
I'm sure it made it worth it. Right. All that you endured, all the BS you went through, man. When you look down on that finger and you see that ring blinging at you,
right? And not to mention when I was going through that Enterprise situation, working and stuff, my coach decides to take another job.
Oh man!
So the guy that I transferred to play for, the guy that I sacrificed everything I had at UT Martin for, he uproots his family and leaves.
And this is why you're in search of being on scholarship.
Exactly. And I'm not on scholarship at the time. So now I'm wondering, will this new coach give me scholarship? Will he even keep me? Oh, I really done made the wrong decision. Oh, my mind was in a million places.
How did you stay settled with all of that going on? What helped you? What calmed you down to make you feel like everything was going to be okay? Or did you ever reach that point?
To be honest, I didn't reach that point because even when, you know, I met with the new coach when he came, and, you know, he told me he'd have my back and this and that. But, I mean, as you know, in the collegiate game, it's so much stuff that you got to dodge and run around. You don't know what to believe. So, you know, during the summer, you know, I'm still ineligible. The compliance people ain't got no type of feedback. So we get down to 2 weeks before the season starts, and I'm still not knowing. I'm busting my butt all summer, doing the workouts, everything. And I'm still not knowing if I'm going to be able to play this year.
Man.
So we're getting ready to go scrimmage EKU about 2 weeks before our first game. And my paperwork came in, man. We was getting on the bus. I'll never forget. We was getting on the bus headed to Knoxville. We was going to meet them in Knoxville. And the compliance guy stepped on the bus and said, I got cleared. You know, they did a little article in the paper. And at that point was when I was relieved. So I went through a whole year of the unknown, just kind of like, what have I done?
Oh, man. That'll do something to your mental, bro.
It is tough. It is. It's not for everybody, but
it's gonna show you, man, if you really made for that.
Right. So, it was tough.
Like you said, man, you can endure those things. The rest of your basketball career, man, you can endure anything.
That's a fact, man. Those are all life lessons. Like it's deep, as LeBron says, man. It's more than just, it's bigger than basketball, baby.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. To kind of get away from basketball a little bit, when it's all said and done, man, when the ball stops bouncing for you, man, what's your future plans after ball, man? What do you have going outside of basketball?
I mean, I've got my hands in a few different things. You know, I'm a part of a nonprofit organization right now as we speak called the WTE Institute. The Way, the Truth, and Enlightenment Institute. And so I'm the program coordinator for that nonprofit. And we, you know, I do different type of hands-on programs and activities with youth and children, and I kind of try to help them with their interconnectedness and just kind of figure out who they are as a person and kind of help empower them and cultivate them just to gain more self-knowledge. You know what I mean? Dig down deep inside and let's really figure out, you know, who we are, why we are the way we are. And let's face these everyday battles and challenges that we have and figure out how we can overcome. You know, so that's something that I look to take to another level whenever I am done. And obviously, I do want to get my hands in real estate. That's an idea as well. So to sum it up, a businessman of my own, you know, like somewhat of an entrepreneur. And, you know, I got that criminal justice degree, so I don't know, man. It's tough, but it'll be some type of business for sure.
Oh, man, that's amazing, man. It's good to see that you know, you're into giving back. And it's a lot of kids out there that I'm sure they could use a lot of your advice, especially right. with all you've been through, man. So that's a great thing. That's a great thing for sure. So, yeah, man, we're going to wrap up this first part of this thing, man. If you got some time, man, I want you to stick around. We're gonna get into our NFL segment, bro. And
okay, talk about them boys on Sunday.
We're gonna talk about all them games Sunday, man. So just stick around. Everybody stay tuned in, man. We got D.O. Ham here with us, baby. Just the Rich in the Morning Show, man. Let's get it.
All right, brother.
It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Public service announcement. If you're upcoming 6th, 7th, or 8th grader or high school looking to make your freshman, junior varsity, or varsity basketball teams, you need to be at Rich Training. It's only one place to be. Here at Rich Training, we want to help those that want to work hard, want to be coached, and looking to make it to the collegiate level. Rich Training is going to offer you things such as precise, efficient basketball drills. We want to make sure your cardio is where it needs to be. You can come get your shot where it needs to be. We want to make sure you're eating good. We want to make sure you're doing well in the classroom. We want to make sure you're being just a good person in life. So if you want to be great, you want to strive for success, come to Rich Training. You can only get that here live on the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it. In the Morning Show, we got D.O. Ham here with us. We're gonna kick off our NFL segment. D.O. Ham, you keep up with the NFL?
I do, man. I watch it from time to time, mainly on Sundays when I'm chilling at the house. I got a few players I like to follow and keep up with their progress, man. NFL's an exciting time.
Oh yeah, most definitely. What teams you keep up with in the NFL, man? What teams you follow closely?
I follow the Titans, you know, they right here in the backyard.
Home team.
Correct. I keep up with the Eagles now. Used to be a little bit of Baltimore.
You got on that wagon?
No, I'm not a fan. I don't care nothing about the team. I got a guy I know who plays for them.
Okay, most definitely.
I don't care. I don't care nothing about the team. If they win or lose, I don't care.
You ain't losing no sleep.
No, and this really sad thing about it, it's the same thing for the Titans as well.
Oh yeah, most.
Yeah, I'm not a diehard fan, but
okay. But you're pretty knowledgeable. You knowledgeable enough that we're gonna make these picks this week for each game. You gonna mess with that. Hello.
Can you hear me, brother?
I hear you now, man.
Okay. A car came in, my bad.
Okay. Yeah, man. Okay. I said you knowledgeable enough. We're gonna make this pick together this week, man. You gonna help me?
Okay.
Okay, so the first game we got this week, we got the Falcons versus the Panthers. Big time matchup, divisional matchup.
That's gonna be a good game.
That's gonna be a good game. The Falcons are 0-1. The Panthers are 1-0. Who you got in that one, brother?
I'm gonna roll with Atlanta. And
okay.
My reason being, you know, they lost to a very good, obviously Super Bowl defending champs, and it was an ugly game. Not only do I think that Carolina has no one in the state of Carolina that can hold that guy Julio Jones, but
who had 10 receptions and 169 yards last week, by the way.
They're gonna be a hungry ball club, man. You know, and that to be honest, hats off to Atlanta. That defense is physical.
Most definitely.
With Deion Jones and I hate that Canoe went down with a torn ACL, but
you know Deion Jones is down too, though.
Oh, he's out. He's out this week.
I forgot about that.
That makes an impact. Matt Ryan's about to come with it, man. But I'm gonna roll with Atlanta.
You gonna still stick with them Falcons?
Hey, I can't go against Julio, man. Three people been guarding Julio since high school.
I'm gonna have to disagree with y'all on this one. I think I'm gonna roll with the Panthers.
Talk to me.
I love Cam Newton, man. I'm a big Cam Newton fan. I like Christian McCaffrey. I don't really know what all the wideouts they have around Cam, but I'm going to trust Cam Newton. I'm going to trust Superman. We're going to get that win this week. I'm going to roll with the Panthers.
Okay. I'm with you. We're going to see what them boys going to – you know the –
Them Falcons been having some problems in that end. They're ready.
You know them Panthers got a guy in that secondary who you might be very familiar with by the name of Cornelius Elder.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. Hey, brother, I might have to jump you, man, next time I see you. We ain't going to speak on that night on the show. I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, Corn Elder, man, he went to Ensworth High School. Phenomenal player, man. He played ball back in high school. And disappointingly, man, they upset us in the state championship game. So that's why I'm messing with D. But, man, Cornell's a great, great football player. Wish him none but the best. We're going to get back to this pick'em, man. The Vikings and the Packers play this week. Both teams are 1-0. Did you see Aaron Rodgers last week?
I seen that. I seen where they said he pulled a Paul Pierce.
Oh, yeah. Very clutch. But they saying he's questionable this week to play. I think he's still going to play. I think they have ruled out Devontae Adams. So
that's tough.
I think I'm going to pick the Vikings in this game.
You know, I like Kirk Cousins and Stephon Diggs. I like them. You know, they got Kendall Wright out there. He's a former Tennessee player. But you know, hey man, cheesehead baby.
You roll with the Packers.
Tough team.
I like that Minnesota defense, man. I like that Minnesota defense. And you a name you forgot about, man, Adam Thielen. The dude can ball, man. White dude can ball. He can play some football.
He can, man. It's definitely gonna be what. It's definitely gonna be a showdown. Is it at Lambeau?
I want to say it's at Lambeau. Oh yes. Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go cheesehead by 10.
Okay, I can respect that. Moving along, a game you probably are pretty interested in this Texans Titans matchup. Both teams are 0-1.
You know,
who you got?
I think I'm gonna physically get down there and scope some of that out.
Okay.
I think Houston's gonna come in here like a thief in the night and take one back with them.
So you rolling with the Texans?
Man, I'm gonna roll with Houston, man. Tennessee's just, you know, with a new coach in play, a lot of different changes as far as just on the defense. Well, you got not necessarily changes. Obviously, we with an addition of Malcolm Butler, our front seven, our line, and our linebackers are roughly getting old, man. You know, we're just not.
Yeah.
We not the same. This ain't the typical Tennessee defense, in my opinion. As far as, you know, we got big Casey up front. He's a hoss, you know. And we got another guy by the name of Jones. I can't think of his first name. You know, we got some boys that can play ball, but
they just ain't getting it done, man. I seen how Tannehill did what he wanted, kind of with that defense.
Oh man, he looked like a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and I went to every preseason game, and it was no different. You know what I mean? Guys just kind of getting to their spots at will, just no resistance.
Now let me ask you this: are you a Mariota fan?
Some days, I'd say Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am. I think Marcus reminds me of I don't even know the words I want to put on. Marcus has talent to be an exceptional quarterback because there's nothing he can't do besides consistently make the right decision.
Has all the physical gifts.
He has it. But Marcus is unpredictable.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and as a franchise quarterback with a team who's on the fence of trying to get over that hump, you can't have that in your quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be the most solid piece.
I think he's coming up on a payday, man. And with him being injured so often, man, I would be hesitant to make him my franchise quarterback. I like Marcus Mariota.
Right. I tell you what, I think
I would be scared.
You know, I think he's
commit them for 5 years.
I think he's had correct me if I'm wrong. I think a wild card exit, and he had a second round exit this past season.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll definitely give you that.
That's major, you know. If he somehow manages to get back to that second round or even further, they're gonna pay him.
Now, I was about to make that statement. They do pay you for what you do now. Do you have faith that he can take this team to that point? Because I certainly don't. Not this year.
It's tough, man. I mean,
but I say all that to say I do have the Titans winning this week.
The question that is left unanswered for me, from just watching those guys under a microscope these past few weeks, is did they bring the right guy in for the coach?
Yeah.
You brought in a young guy who, with some of the guys on the team, he shared a locker room with. He was a player for Kansas City.
Yeah.
And, you know, he played with some of those guys on that defense. So he's obviously a defensive guru, but does he know how to manage a organization?
A team of men.
Right. You know, so I don't know. I'm still trying to see if they've got the chemistry. You know,
correct me if I'm wrong. He came from the Patriots, correct?
I think so. I think he was an assistant there.
Okay.
But you know that looks great on the resume, but at the same time, it's such a machine over there. How much are you learning?
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what I mean? It's an oil machine, man. That's a factory. You go in, not do your job.
How much are you really impacting that culture?
Right. You go in, do your job, get out. That machine is gonna run whether you there or not.
Yeah, most definitely. We ain't going to stick on the Titans all day, man. We're going to get to these next games.
Yeah, it's a sensitive topic for me.
I understand, man. Hey, this next game, I'll say this. I'm surprised that both of these teams are 1-0, and that would be the Dolphins and the Jets. They're going to play this week. Like you said, we mentioned earlier, Ryan Tannehill had a heck of a game last week against Tennessee. So – who you got in this one, brother?
I think I'm going to go with Miami. Miami swaggers, they swag surfing right now.
Most definitely. You know what's crazy to me?
What's that?
They got Frank Gore out there doing his thing.
Frank Gore looks every bit of 21.
He's still toting that thing.
I had a friend of mine tell me Frank Gore is a faithful Hennessy drinker. and he'll still go out there and run that ball for 100 yards.
Oh man, he's invincible.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm gonna go with Miami there. Miami's on the high right now. I think it'll carry over in week two.
I respect that, man. I mess with Miami, so I think I'm gonna roll with Miami too. I like what I saw from the Jets quarterback Sam Darnold. I like how he responded to adversity. If you guys didn't see, his first actual play in the NFL was an interception. He bounces back from that, throws two touchdowns. Go 16 from 21. I don't think they have enough pieces to win this game. I'm going to roll with the Dolphins. I like what I saw from Tannehill, so I'm going to pick the Dolphins to win. Now, okay. Moving along, we're going to get to this Eagles-Tampa Bay game. Both of these guys are 1-0. Who you got in that one, bro?
Eagles will be 2-0 after Sunday, 3 o'clock. No questions, yeah. No debates. No, it won't even be close.
Ryan Fitzpatrick career game isn't going to convince you that they might have a chance in this one. He had 4 touchdowns for 417 yards.
You know,
against the Saints last week.
Tampa Bay is a good team. I got a chance to see them this preseason as well. You know, DeSean Jackson, don't count that boy out. I mean, obviously he's a little older.
I think he might be iffy for this week.
Okay, and that's going to hurt him. Obviously, Mike Evans is a monster, but yeah, I got Philly. I got Philly. Philly's got some offensive chemistry problems right now. You know, with Nick Foles, and it's they had some changes this offseason, but that defense looked good, man.
Yeah, still.
That defense looked good. I think beating Tampa Bay pretty big.
I think I'm right there with you. The Eagles will be 2-0, and they're missing. They're still missing a receiver. I can't think of his name right now. They're missing one more receiver.
Who is this, Philly?
Yes.
They're missing Alshon.
Yes, Alshon Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. They're still missing him. So, Nick Foles, I love what he did last year, how he led him. But I think his ride is over, man. They need Carson Wentz to really come back and be healthy for them to contend this year.
Nick Foles looks like he's been on Super Bowl high since Super Bowl.
I don't blame him, brother. You like what he did last year, man. He ain't supposed to be there. You still got to come back focused, but man, his career is set. He led the team to the Super Bowl. He probably never thought he would do that.
And won it against Brady.
Right. So hey, man, you do that. What more do you have to accomplish?
That's correct.
That's what it certainly looks like the way he was playing. But hopefully, he can turn it around. Get his mind right, and I will pick the Eagles to win that one. This next game, I expect it to be a blowout. We got the 0-1 Cardinals versus the 1-0 Rams. I would ask you who you got, but I think I know you're going to roll with because Arizona looks pretty terrible. Man.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams. Hey, the Rams could very well be a championship contender.
I love Todd Gurley, man. Todd Gurley. That defense is tough.
There's – that boy Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack are probably two of the most game changing defenders on the front end I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Those boys impact a game. They change games.
Yeah. You gotta think those are two future Hall of Famers.
Oh my goodness. Monsters.
Monsters, bro.
So yeah, I'm rolling with Los Angeles on that one.
I understand that one for sure, for sure. This next one, I'm a little biased. I think it's going to be a pretty good game this week. We got the Browns and the Saints. I'm going to go ahead and you know my pick. I'm rolling with them Saints. Who that nation? We got Alvin Kamara last week. He went crazy. 2 touchdowns, 9 receptions, 112 yards. Michael Thomas, 16 receptions last week. Man, he's a monster. And, of course, you got Drew Brees. I like what I saw from Cleveland last week, though, man. So, I think I'm going to pick the Saints to win a close one this week. But I saw they got rid of Josh Gordon today. If you missed that, I don't know if you saw that or not, but the Browns are planning to cut him by Monday. So, who you got in this one, brother?
I'm right there with you 100%. You know, they got some problems with Gordon going on over there. And like you said, man, I mean, the Saints are tough. I do think Cleveland will put up a fight.
I am concerned about that Saints defense. Whenever you let Ryan Fitzpatrick throw 400 yards at you, that defense looks like it's in some trouble. But hopefully they turn it around this week.
They're feisty, but I'm not going to go against Drew Brees with the Cleveland Browns. I'm just not going to do it.
Most definitely. And for the Browns, the tie last week with the Steelers, man, hey, I feel like that's a big step in the right direction.
I agree 100%. And they came back at that.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, yeah, I agree.
Moving ahead, one of the better games I think going to be this weekend, you got the Chiefs versus the Steelers. And that Chiefs offense is explosive, man.
Tyreek Hill is a man.
The fastest guy I've seen in a long time. Real fast.
He's a track star, man. The thing, you know, what's impressive about him is not only is he just fast, but the guy is actually a good wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
He has, you know, he runs good routes. He has good hands. Like, he's so small, but he's actually a good receiver.
Yeah, with that speed, man, to have all that combined.
That's going to be a good game, though. You know, Le'Veon's not playing again. They got some problems over there. But
what's your opinion on that Le'Veon situation?
I respect it 100%. I do not respect what the offensive linemen have done.
Oh, man. You can't do that. Now you count his pockets.
I don't respect that. I do think that, you know, Le'Veon is trying to secure Le'Veon.
And you can't blame him.
You can't at all, man. And it's tough. And I'm sure I'm sure some dark times for him. And it looks selfish, but in these situations, you have to be.
And the NFL shows, man, if you aren't any good for them, they'll let you go.
You're gone.
You out of here. They ain't loyal to you. So I respect what he's doing. This game, I think I'm going to roll with the Steelers. I'm going to roll with the Steelers this week, man. Mm-hmm. I think Big Ben, especially being at home, I'm going to roll with Big Ben, Antonio Brown. I like what I saw from the rookie James Conner last week. He stepped in quite nicely.
He did.
I don't see him repeating that performance.
He looked like he was surprising himself. He didn't play as if he didn't carry himself with a swagger of this is what I
right.
do.
Right. You so know? I expect him to come down, but I think he'll still be effective in that offense.
Right.
And I like the kid, Juju Smith-Schuster, man.
He's nice.
He's pretty nice. You know, so
he spent some time with Randy Moss this offseason.
And if you do that, you're going to learn something.
That's correct.
That's for sure. Who you got in that one, brother?
I think I'm going to roll with Pittsburgh as well. Yeah, I'm going to roll with Pittsburgh. I think Cleveland will fight, but it just won't be enough.
Yeah, most definitely. We can get to the next game. The Colts versus the Redskins. Andrew Luck is back. He showed me he's going to be all right this year. They did lose week one, and a surprising factor last week, Adrian Peterson turned back the hands of times, and the Redskins and Alex Smith, they did receive a win last week. Who you got in this matchup?
I think I'm going to roll with them boys in Indianapolis. You know, I think Andrew Luck back, that helps Ty Hilton as well. You know, I think it's going to turn loose. I'm going to roll with them boys in blue.
I think I'm going to pick the Redskins here. I do think it'll be a close one. I want to see Adrian Peterson go off again, mainly because he's on my fantasy team. So I want to see him do his thing. So
I looked good last week this season.
I had him on that bench, but I think you got a good four games to run Adrian Peterson in the ground, and then he'll you're gonna be looking for another running back real soon.
Oh man, is he getting that bad off?
Yeah. They ran him 26 times last game, man. He's a phenomenal athlete, but at that age, man. I'm gonna give him four or five games. Injury is something's gonna happen. I don't think he can maintain it all year. So I think he's gonna maintain it this week, and they're gonna defeat the Colts. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
Not at all, sir. This next game, I'm not really interested in. The Chargers versus the Bills.
Boo.
You see that Bills quarterback last week, man, Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, I mean the state of Buffalo is just. That's just not a place anyone wants to be in general.
Yeah, not at all.
I mean, not the state, the city of Buffalo. I apologize. But
yeah.
I think I'm going to roll with the Chargers. I like that boy Derwin James back there in that secondary.
Yeah.
Him and Casey Hayward, they tough now.
Yeah, that Chargers defense is going to be something special this year.
Yeah, they tough.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Florida State product.
He went to Florida State.
He's a rookie.
Oh yeah, you know he can play some ball then.
Yeah, he can play. Hey, speaking of the Buffalo Bills, did you see where they cut Corey Coleman?
They did, and he ended up with the Patriots.
Is that who got him?
He ended up with the Patriots, yes, sir.
Man, Jordan Athlete, first top pick, like a first round top pick. Like
he was a first round pick.
Yeah, he's a Jordan Brand athlete out of Baylor University. Like, he's a big deal. Like he's not just a.
I don't understand. I know the Browns just cut him. I didn't understand that.
Well, you know it's his attitude. That's what these teams are saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, in Cleveland, he went into the office and had some words with management because they made him second string.
Oh wow!
He told him.
This,
he told him.
This is his rookie year, right?
Say that again.
That was his rookie year. He's doing this.
No, he came out with Ramsey. So
okay, so
this
third,
yeah, this
year.
Is third season. He okay. Yeah, he told the coach, you know, it ain't no point in me being here if you're going to make me second string. You might as well trade me. So, that Monday, he was in Buffalo.
Wow. So, they let him go, and now he's with the Patriots.
It might be good for him. I mean, because the kid can play, no question.
I don't see you going in the Bill Belichick's office and having that same energy, bro. I don't see that. If you don't get right with the Patriots, you just ain't going to get right. This next game, we got the Lions versus the 49ers. I think I'm going to roll with the Lions in this one. I'm going to roll with the Lions.
To be honest, I don't know anything about either team, but I'm going to tell you one thing that I do know. Ever since they did Kaepernick, how they did him, I hope the 49ers go 0-16 forever.
Hey, I can second that. I'm right there with you, bro.
So I'm going with Detroit, right with the Dirty D. Oh, yeah. No, pause.
Yeah. You got the Raiders and the Broncos. The Broncos are 1-0. Case Keenum did his thing last week. Emmanuel Sanders had 135 yards and a touchdown.
You know, he can go, man.
I'm rolling with the Broncos in this one. The Raiders are just – I'm done with the Raiders. After they just traded Khalil Mack, I'm done with those dudes, man.
The Broncos are a good team. Emmanuel Sanders is he's a slept-on veteran, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, he's a Pro Bowl receiver at a point in time. You know, him, Antonio Brown, Mike Wallace, Hines Ward was on one team.
Explosive.
Do you hear me? This was the year they went to the Super Bowl and lost.
Oh, man.
Super Bowl, AFC, one of the two, but yeah.
That's
Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Wallace, Hines Ward. What defense do you play?
In the history of game, you're going to have to show me a receiving core that can top that.
It's tough, man.
That's a talented group right there.
But you know, all day, every day, I'm going with beast mode, baby.
Bro, beast mode?
Beast mode.
I don't trust John Gruden over there, man. The decision making. I'm rolling with the Broncos, man. I think Case Keenum going to have his way with them boys. That defense looking slow. Very slow. But I can root for beast mode. Hopefully he do his thing. We're going to see. We're going to definitely see. This next game, I got to be in the game of the week. We got the 1-0 Patriots versus the Jaguars. I'm excited for this one. Who you got in this one?
I think I'm going to roll with Jacksonville, man.
You're going to roll with Jacksonville?
Because sure. It's going to mean more to them. Remember, this is the team that put them out.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots treat every game like it's just another day. And, you know, Jacksonville already carries that edge. They got that chip on their shoulder anyway.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think it's just going to mean a little more to them.
Now, I believe they will be missing Leonard Fournette. Does that change anything for you?
Well, their offense is questionable anyways. And Blake Bortles, if he can keep the game under, if he can keep it at two turnovers maximum, I got Jacksonville winning the game.
Yeah. I think I'm going to roll with the Patriots, man. Tom Brady's still doing his thing. Rob Gronkowski looked good last week, man. Huge game. And it just seems like the Patriots find receivers to be productive within their offense. Tom Brady is going to make receivers out of these guys. I don't know what they're going to do once they leave them, but a receiver like Philip Dorsett, he's going to make these receivers. He's going to maximize their potential. So I'm going to roll with the Patriots. If they don't have Fournette, I don't trust Blake Bortles to get the job done. I think he'll throw three or four picks. That's just my opinion.
It's possible.
I don't trust him. I'm roll with Tommy. Good old Tommy boy. Another game I thought was going to be pretty good. It's always entertaining. This Giants and Cowboys game, man. Who you got in this one?
That's going to be good ball, but I'm going to roll with Odell.
You're going to roll with Odell?
Giants, they hungry, man.
Oh, yeah. Odell was talking some big money stuff this week, man. He said this defense, this offense can be close to unstoppable when they're clicking all together. And I like that young running back, man, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, hey, that boy got faster wheels than I thought.
Oh, yeah. He's talented. very talented, bro. I don't know how long Eli Manning keep doing this, though, man. You got some trust in Eli Manning?
I have zero.
I don't either, man.
Yeah, his time's about up.
Yeah, it's definitely about up. I don't trust it. I don't like this Cowboys team. I root for Zeke. He gonna do his thing, but outside of that, I'm not a fan of this Cowboys team. No. I think that's all the games we got for today, man. I appreciate you joining me, brother. We're gonna wrap this segment up. I just want to appreciate you for joining the show. We're gonna have to have you back on sometime, brother. For sure.
Say that one more time, brother.
I said we're gonna have to have you back on the show. We're gonna wrap it up.
Absolutely.
Before we get up out of here, you got anything you want the people to know about you, man? Your social media, whatever.
Yeah,
it is,
man. My
contact with you.
As far as my social media goes, you know, go add your boy, man. I gotta get on there and do some reconstruction. I'm gonna start it all over, really. I gotta get back on there and fix it up. But NO_GREATER1. No, I apologize. It's NO_1, greater, the number one. NO_1, GREATER. And other than that, man, you know, just stay blessed up, man. I like what you're doing here, and I'm thankful and honored to be a part of it.
And, for sure, bro.
You know, we're going to keep on moving forward with it, and I hope to be back on here discussing some more hot topics with you, my man.
Oh, yeah, man, most definitely. And I wish you the best. Wherever your basketball career takes you, wherever your life takes you, man, you a good dude, you a good brother, and I wish you much, much success. So keep doing your thing, man, on and off the court, man. You're a great example. So it's the Rich in the Morning Show, man. We're going to wrap things up. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to wrap up this episode.
My dog, all love, brother.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, brother. We out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.